Let's discuss more about determining which records should be kept. Each situation must be evaluated to determine which files should be kept, and in many cases it will be easy to determine which file to keep and which to terminate. For example, a woman comes to your clinic to certify her 3-year-old child. By conducting a statewide search, you find 2 existing records with the woman's contact information, and she verifies they are both accurate records of participation. The first record contains a record of her expired certification as a breastfeeding mother, and also includes the expired certification of a child who is now older than 5 years. It shows no other participants. The other record contains an active certification for her 3-year-old child, whom she still wants on the program, and it shows no other participants. In this example, it makes much more sense to keep the family record with the active file and update it as needed, and contact the WIC service desk to disable the other family record with the same authorized representative information, which contains the expired client record of the child over 5 years old. Note that it may not be better to keep the active file in every situation. For example, if a client was being certified and forgot income documentation, WIC staff may issue 1 month of benefits using the forgot docs code. When the client returns with documentation, a different WIC staff member could mistakenly add a new record instead of updating the existing record with the forgot docs code. Although the original record with the forgot docs code would auto-term after 30 days, it may be preferable to update the original record and terminate the active record created in error so that HANS records are complete. For situations that you're not sure which files should be kept, seek help from someone in your local agency or contact WIC Service Desk at azdhs.gov for guidance.